I believe if you know your condition before God, you'd want to get saved. I've seen people run forward to get saved because they didn't want to go to hell. And they were glad that the truth was told. And they wanted Jesus to forgive them of their sin and give them a new life in Christ. If you're not saved, come and accept Christ. If you are saved, but you say, you know, Brother Buck, I'm not always like those three that God used, but I want to be used of God. Would you just come and pray? Right here is a place you could kneel and pray and say, Lord, help me, Lord. I want to be used of God. I want to make a difference in other people's lives. I want other people to be saved because of my life. I want to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. Is there anyone that would like to come and just pray and say, Lord, help me? Just come and kneel, and if you can't kneel, just come and sit here at the front, or just stand if you want. But let's do business with God. Some of you need to get serious about living for Jesus. COVID has had a difficult effect on a lot of Christians. Some have gotten cold on God. They used to come, but they don't come anymore. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to see a revival in this church where it's packed out because people are just wanting to love Jesus all they can. They want to be used of God. Oh, get saved. Surrender to the Lord and honor Him. I'll be standing around here after the service tonight. If you need to talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. But don't leave here lost. Ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin in your life that you know is displeasing to Him, and stop doing it. And God will give you great blessing. God wants to pour out His blessing upon us, but we have to meet the conditions. Pastor?
I'd like to make an appeal tonight to those that may be watching us through live stream. Come back to church. Stop fearing what man can do unto you. Get back into the fellowship of the Bible-believing church where God wants you to be. God established the local church with the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no greater institution on the planet Earth, but for some, bowling is more important than coming to church. Golfing is more important than coming to church. We are the ecclesia, the called out ones.
Yes.
Where are we called out to? To sit home in front of the television? We're called out to come together and support one another, love one another.
Amen.
Serve one another as Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. We got to get back to fundamentalism, what the church is all about. So my plea tonight is not just with the people that come. Thank God for these folks.
Yes.
But we're begging you to come back. Come back into the church. We'll make it safe as we can. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these good folks that are here tonight. Thank you for their courage, their bravery. Thank you that they love Jesus. And I know they wouldn't be here if they didn't. I ask you, Lord, to help all of us start with me. The Lord, we could all draw closer to Christ. Lord, we know the days are short. And we better do business with you now because we're going to be accountable before you in the Bema Seat of Christ. Oh, Father, help us. May we see revival. Not for our sake, but it's for the sake of the lost, those that would be left behind in a horrible, horrible world. So God, give us boldness. And give us a desire, a motivation. Oh, God, help us to hate evil and to turn from it. And we give you the praise for what you're going to do even now.
Yes.
In the wonderful, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'll say this before we dismiss. I was listening intently to the true story that Brother Dan told about, you know, getting disciplined for stealing. Today, you see them on camera stealing. You don't have to provide any evidence. It's right there. And we're teaching our society, it's okay to get away with it. They got insurance. Don't worry about it. That's the world we're living in.
Yes.
But see, we can't accept that. And what I'm finding is Christians are like, it's the way it is. No. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Amen. Let's not move away from that. Let's call sin, sin. Okay? God will bless you for it. I hope you'll join us in the hall, and we'll be drawing those tickets real soon. You are dismissed.
Yes, thank you.